Hello and welcome to the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival, presented by Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro. I'm Jay Zeta. Last time, our journey into the impossible took us all the way to the afterlife. We will be wrapping up by jumping to some impossible conclusions. But now let's see if a couple of extraterrestrials can find solutions to humanity's problems in the sci-fi satire, The Monsters Are Back on Maple Street.
Greetings, Celestial Supervisor.
Greetings, Galactic Underling. Have we entered orbit of the planet Earth yet?
We have, Great Celestial Supervisor. We are hidden from view and have already started observing the species called...
humans.
Excellent. Are you ready to share your report on the progress humans have been making?
Depends on what you mean by progress, oh great one.
What do you mean? I have had great hopes for these creatures since the last time we looked in on them.
When was the last time we looked in on them?
Oh, about 300,000 years ago, according to their system of time measurement. Surely things are working out well for them by now.
Not so much.
Give me your report. Tell me what results you have found.
First of all, the humans are having trouble getting along with each other.
Why is that?
Well, for one reason, they don't all have the same color of skin.
So, we did that on purpose. We showed them all the different colors in the rainbow and figured they might also like some variety of skin colors as well.
It's not working out that way.
Turn on the viewing device and let's observe what's going on.
Yes, great supervisor.
Hey, who are you? You don't look like me.
You don't look like me either.
Why does your skin look like that?
Looks better than yours.
And that means we're better than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
Yeah?
You think so?
Yeah, we think so.
Turn that down.
That noise hurts my ears. All four of them.
As you can observe, we gave them differences. We gave them variety. They call it race. And some of them use their differences as an excuse to hate each other.
Well, there's one solution to all that. Let's see what happens when I do this. There we go.
What was that?
I activated the transmutation machine. I just made a small change. It should help things out a bit.
Whoa, look at your skin.
Look at yours.
It's changed.
My skin is kind of a brownish, yellowish pink.
Look at my arms. When I move them around in the sunlight, they look so different than they did before.
Mine too.
Your skin looks like mine.
And you look like me.
We both look the same.
We all look the same.
Your skin is pretty. So is yours.
We all look great.
That was a great idea.
I know. It worked on Saturn. I figured it would work here as well.
That's amazing.
I know. So if that concludes the report, then I suppose we might as well...
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
It appears that there is another fight breaking out.
Turn up the sound on the viewing device.
Hey, you! Where are you from?
England. Where are you from?
Northern Ireland.
I'm from Israel.
Well, I'm from Palestine.
We're from Texas.
We're from Mexico.
Hey, we don't want you here!
Now, they all hate each other because they're from different countries.
Are you kidding me? The Earth isn't that big a place.
No wonder we stuck this planet way out here. At least they can't bother anyone, except themselves, yet.
We thought it would be nice to have them cover the whole planet, but they've even made that into a problem.
How are you going to be able to fix this?
Oh, I've got an idea.
This should be interesting.
Here we go.
Hey, where are we?
What happened to all the signs?
The maps are all blank.
Where did all the walls go?
There are no more but us.
There's nothing separating us anymore.
We all share the same world together.
That was fantastic.
Yes, I know.
I think you've outdone yourself.
Well, really, it just comes from practice. You look at a situation and then ask yourself the question...
Oh, no.
Well, that didn't last.
You won't believe it. This is impossible.
I hate to ask. What's going on?
It's getting worse. They're fighting because of something called religion, which they developed to answer all of their questions. But no one can seem to agree. They came up with something called politics, which was meant to help them all get along with each other. But it divides them more than making them free. They use something called education to pass on their knowledge to all of their children. But so many humans can't even read. And their oceans are covered with plastic, and their schools are covered in blood. They have bombs to destroy the planet, and their money means more than their love. Instead of controlling themselves, they're more concerned with controlling each other, and what others can do, and what others can think, and how others can live, and who others can love. And they hoard, and they kill, and they hate, and the thrill of controlling is never—
Enough! That's enough! I didn't want to do it. But now I'm going to do it.
What are you going to do? Did you break the transmutation machine?
No. I just used the highest setting.
I can't resist. I've got to find out what happened. Did you just?
Yes.
Did you just turn them back into cavemen?
Yes.
Why?
To give them another chance, of course.
Do you think things will work out better this time?
Maybe.
How long do you think it will take? For them to grow? For them to improve?
Long enough for everything they have built to crumble and waste away. Long enough for the planet to heal itself. Long enough for them to start all over again. And long enough for them to realize that they're not the first of their kind.
Well, I guess this closes out the report for now.
Yes.
How long until we come back?
We will give them another 300,000 years or so. Once again.
Once again? You mean we've done this before?
Yes.
We've turned them back into cavemen before now?
Oh, yes. Many times. Many, many times.
Are you sure you don't want to let another species thrive in place of the humans? Maybe let the cockroaches have a chance.
No. They've already got plenty of other planets to themselves.
Well, I guess there's always hope. Unless... Oh, dear.
What's wrong?
I'm just looking at them through the viewing device.
What's happening?
They're throwing rocks and sticks at each other.
Well, at least they can't reach us up here.
Not yet.
Go and turn that thing off.
I thought we would have had more success.
Well, like you said, there's always hope. Are you hungry? How about we swing by Venus for lunch and then head back home?
Yes, Celestial Supervisor. That sounds good.
Very well, Galactic Underling. Our work here is finished.
Goodbye, Earth.
And hopefully, it won't be too much to expect that next time, the humans will be more humane.
That was The Monsters Are Back on Maple Street, written by George Jack, produced and directed by Mike Brannan, starring David Kleonsky as Celestial Supervisor, Nicole Weintraub as Galactic Underling, and featuring the voices of Andy Ralston Asumendi, Bill Seagreave, Joshua Brannan, Larry Bliss, Margaret Sullivan Brannan, Patsy Hawkins, Sherry Evanson, and Tammy Sadler as the humans. The songs An Alien Presence and The Limits of the Cosmos by Jeff Harvey were used with permission by the composer as royalty-free music. To see more of their tracks and to purchase commercial licenses for higher quality audio downloads, visit their website at purple-planet.com. Also Sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss is in the public domain in the United States, and this rendition by Ludd & Schlatt's Musical Emporium is used under Creative Commons license, as were sound effects from freesound.org. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as part of the 2023 North Carolina Audio Play Festival. Theme music for this episode was created by Jason Quarter. For more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There you can find our previous radio play festivals and full audio series. I'm Jay Zeta. Thank you for listening. Anything's possible.